Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. Today my special guest is Brian Damaris, Artistic Director of Music, Theater, and Opera, and Associate Professor at Arizona State University. Thanks so much for joining us, Brian.
Thank you, Tim. It's great to be here.
So my listeners know that we always start first getting to know the person before the program. So I'm going to ask you some questions to get to know you a little bit better. And we can start with, you know, talk to us a little bit about your training and career that led you up to your time at Arizona State.
Absolutely. I always laugh and tell people that it's just proof that the world is strangely backwards, that I went to school to study Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms on the piano, and spent years in a practice room in conservatories, and ended up running a musical theater program. But the truth is, I actually started in musical theater. It was something I discovered when I was in middle school, when I saw our high school production of Oklahoma, and I went home and wrote a musical. And I still have it in that closet right there behind me, just to... it was my first... I just kind of fell in love with it. I thought, what is this that combines all this great music and dance and visuals and incredible story and beautiful songs and characters? And I played a lot of musical theater in high school at local community theaters where I grew up in Pennsylvania, and some professional theaters in high school and throughout college. And in college, I went for piano performance because piano is my main instrument, and I was never a dancer or actor or singer myself. Aside from choirs and playing in orchestra pits, the other thing was, in college, I discovered opera and languages, and that opera just combined my love for music and theater with language and classical music, but continued conducting musicals, playing in musicals, music directing, and playing for classes, dance classes. And I had a short professional career as a gigging opera musician, where I kept getting hired to be an assistant conductor and conductor of musicals at opera houses. Eventually landed back at my alma mater, Ithaca College, as the music director of their musical theater and opera program, where I was teaching for 7 years. And just over 6 years ago, I came out to Arizona State to run the program in musical theater and opera. And it was an excellent move. It was terrific. It was my chance to really shape and cultivate a program and lead a faculty and a terrific bunch of students. Incredible, huge state school, but a really kind of small musical theater program that gets a lot done and has a lot to offer. And I still music direct locally here in Arizona and nationally, opera and musical theater, and just enjoy a career that combines all of my passions, including teaching.
So you mentioned that the musical theater program and the opera program are sort of under the same umbrella at Arizona State. Is that true?
They are. At Ithaca College, where it was previously, they were two programs that got along very well in separate buildings and schools. And that was when I was there. And at Arizona State, theater was in a separate school from the music school, except opera and musical theater were all in the music school. However, just in this past year, the School of Theater, Dance, and Music at Arizona State have all been combined into one school. So we're in a really exciting period of change and growth and convergence, especially in the musical theater area. With theater and dance, there's a faculty that has just been eager to work together for years and now has permission and expectation to do so. So we're in a really exciting time at Arizona State.
So as the artistic director of essentially two programs in one, that must be quite a lot of responsibility for you. So what are the actual classes and things that you're responsible for teaching? Like, when will the students come in contact with you while they're at Arizona State?
Certainly. Well, they'll come in contact with me first in their reaching out to learn about us, and in the audition room. I hear every single audition, including recorded auditions, including last year when auditions were virtual. And occasionally we'll go to other cities to recruit and hear people. So I hear folks in their audition. We are, as I said, a small program, so we get to know each other really well. If they're in shows productions or projects the first couple years, they'll certainly work with me closely. And then I teach junior and senior level courses and graduate courses, because we also have a graduate degree in musical theater. Very small, does not distract from the undergraduate degree whatsoever. ASU is a program that has historically, being housed in a music school, has a really strong musical foundation. And in the past 6 years here, we've just tried to amplify and increase acting and dance experience in that musical degree, because it remains a Bachelor of Music and Musical Theater.
And my listeners will know that I always put my guests on the spot a little bit in this next part as we transition into talking about the program. And I ask you for your elevator pitch, your elevator speech on the program in 60 seconds or less. How would you describe the program at Arizona State in musical theater?
Student-centered. We have a mission statement that talks about training the complete artist. In the past year, internal conversations talking about training the complete human artist. And we're not exclusively out there to train Broadway stars or stage artists. We have many students that come here and find those other skills that they do, which training in musical theater adds to. So we have a lot of students. I pride our program on having many alumni that are all working. They're not all singing, dancing, and acting. There are writers and directors and producers and educators and people that just find their niche in this great theater world by coming to this program. And our training is all geared on training that complete artist, helping them discover all of the skills that they have and giving them places to nurture all of those skills in a safe, student-centered environment.
Great. And you mentioned that it is a Bachelor of Music in Musical Theater. Is that? And you also mentioned a grad degree in musical theater. So are there any other degree options in musical theater at ASU?
Yeah, so we have the undergraduate Bachelor of Music degree in musical theater, the graduate Master of Music in musical theater. It's a 2-year program. And there's an undergraduate degree in voice performance where students who might have a bit more interested in studying opera and languages can use that, but much of their degree actually overlaps with a musical theater degree. That degree is a standout because for a voice performance degree, it has acting training and dance opportunities as well. And then we also recently added a minor in musical theater, which has been extremely popular because ASU has, it's an enormous school, 80,000 plus students, and a lot of online options. So the minor is a great experience for students who are pursuing other majors, journalism, communications, even sciences, to get musical theater experience, even if they can't commit to those 16 to 18 credits per semester.
Walk us through some of the performance opportunities. What does that sort of look like, starting with freshman year? When do the students get an opportunity to be on stage?
They are eligible to audition immediately. Usually by sophomore year, things are really cooking for them in terms of opportunities. And we do 2 main stage musicals, 2 main stage operas, 2 new work readings where we're developing a new piece with composer, librettist, and book writers present. And we have 2 productions that are completely student-led and supported by the department. So they're student-selected, cast, produced, directed, choreographed, designed, built, everything. So they have a lot of room to do their own thing. We have a number of cabarets, particularly in the senior year with a showcase that we added recently and a trip to New York City. There's also a sort of senior cabaret experience leading up to that. We have now a annual freshman sharing where all the freshmen get to perform at the end of the first year. And there's always just things growing. We have partnerships with local theater companies, including the Phoenix Theater Company, where students can understudy and perform in the ensemble, and they also have classes and perform down there as well.
That's great. So when there is a school that also offers a master's program in musical theater, one of the first questions I always receive as a coach is, well, then are the undergrads competing with the grads for their roles in the shows? Can you talk to that a little bit?
So yes, of course, they're competing with everybody else who auditions for the shows. The graduate program at ASU in musical theater typically has between 1 and 3 students in it in any given year. So it is very small. First of all, it's not an MFA. It is a Master's of Music. So most of the students coming into that degree are students who are coming from voice performance programs and quite frankly have some making up of work to do in terms of bolstering dance and acting skills that they didn't get in undergraduate. Similarly, sometimes we have students that may have in that grad program that came from a maybe an acting background and didn't really have any musical skills. So what we aim to do is keep the undergrads and grads separate in their courses until their very final semester when they're all working toward the same project of going to New York City. In the roles, the graduates program is helpful in filling older character roles and students that roles that require sort of more senior in age. But in general, what I find is our juniors and seniors are equally as competitive with the grad students, if not more so with the first year grad students. And we, by senior year, might have 8 to 12 senior students and one or two, maybe in an odd year, three graduate musical theater students.
So with the crossover possibilities of opera and musical theater, are all students required to audition for all the musical theater shows, or are they required to audition for the opera performance shows as well, or how does that work?
It's an evolving process. Our curriculum as of next year will require 4 performance credits that account for auditioning for productions, doing technical work, and as of next year, performing in those projects, whether it's a new work reading, a student production workshop, or a main stage piece. That sort of provides each student with that opportunity to be in one production a year, though most of our students are in more than one production or project each year. So sorry, I forgot the main question.
Are there audition requirements? Are the students required to audition for every musical? And if so, are they also required to audition for the operas?
They're not
able to audition for the operas.
They're required to audition each semester, so they can kind of choose. Many students do audition for the operas as well, especially if the opera is Gilbert and Sullivan, and sometimes we do sort of hybrid productions. We recently did a production of more than 300 people in Leonard Bernstein's Mass that had everybody in it, including the kitchen sink. And there are many productions that appeal to both, and I have to say most of our students, I shouldn't say most, a big percentage of our students, maybe half of them, are really interested in both, and many of the pieces that we do live between both worlds intentionally. So it's just a unique place where the line is really blurred between opera and musical theater. Now, if we're doing a big Italian opera, okay, that's probably going to be more graduate opera students in auditioning for those roles, and undergrad musical theater majors might be interested in chorus. But if we're doing Gilbert and Sullivan or something, everybody just shows up. They want to be in the show. They're required to audition. Presently, especially with COVID, we're trying to maximize the opportunities students have around the sun, the Valley of the Sun. So they're allowed to audition for anything off campus as well. There's dozens of theaters around town professionally and community theaters where students have really incredible experiences in ensemble lead roles, anything. And we'd like to encourage them to do that, especially right now with performance opportunities so limited. So we ask them to audition and expect them to. It's mainly our chance to see them and hear them each semester. Typically, they want to be in our shows, and if they're cast in our shows, they accept the roles, but they are allowed to do off-campus productions.
Great. So we've talked a bit now about the performance opportunities and a little bit about the program, but what are the things about the musical theater program at Arizona State that you would say are the real highlights? What are the things you look forward to each year?
There's a great energy. Everybody, it's like a family, and I was skeptical of the family word when I first got here, but I can't avoid it. There's such a supportive energy in the program. The students look out for each other. They support the faculty. Everybody helps each other. When we converge in August in one room, even last year when it was on Zoom, there's just such positive, supportive energy in the place. Between all the degrees, musical theater, opera, grad, undergraduate, minor, we have between 75 and 100 students that are really fully immersed in the program. And they are all just a family, regardless of their age and degree. That's, I think, the biggest highlight. Casting shows and posting cast lists and things like that, they always come with tears and growing pains. But all of our students are that are in these classes each semester just become such a strong little cohorts. And our faculty is very small too. So I think that's the big thing, is this real kind of in it together family atmosphere mm-hmm. of support. So when there's problems, we talk it out. You know, we figure it out together. The students have a lot of leadership opportunities. We have a student leadership team that does a lot of social leadership, feedback, community involvement, leading the student productions and engaging with faculty and serving as a sounding board for faculty. So we really work together to solve problems. We try to get things out in the open and constantly grow. I think that's the other thing, is that we have a really progressive environment where faculty, students, we're all trying to solve problems, we're all trying to be better, and we're working together in that. So faculty, students together, always trying to grow and better the program. Mm-hmm.
As a Bachelor of Music in Musical Theater program, I think a lot of students, that especially when they first come to me, have the misconception that a Bachelor of Music program in Musical Theater is going to in some way take away from their dance and their acting training. And I usually have to explain that. That's not the case. It will probably be a higher level of music education in the music areas. But could you assist us by walking us through, maybe give us an example of what the freshmen do as they come in as first years? What does their schedule look like?
Mm-hmm. To your first point, anyone entering a music theater degree is in the next couple years is entering during a major period of change for education and musical theater. And historically, maybe a Bachelor of Music had a lot of music theory and music history and less of the theater theory and history, and hopefully enough acting and dance, but yes, a lot of voice, a lot of musical training. And that has been the case at Arizona State, but at ASU and elsewhere, we're just seeing a breaking down of walls and barriers and a lot of change and growth. So at ASU in particular, with our merger with film and with dance and theater, over the next 4 years, we'll see a lot of hybrid activity in the training, I imagine, in productions as well as in classes. And also music schools, you know, they're reevaluating theory and history, and theater schools are reevaluating their history, and everything is changing right now. So students coming into college at any program, I think, particularly at ASU, will be part of that change. What does a freshman do? We have a school-wide experience, School of Music, Dance, and Theater experience that involves all freshmen from all majors, getting to know each other, opportunities to collaborate, to go see what other students do in other departments, and really to get to know what it means to be a major in the School of Music, Dance, and Theater. They have a number of classes in sight singing and musical training, and that where they will be in programs with instrumentalists. They will have all of their general ed courses. Being a big research school, we have a lot of gen ed requirements, many of which they can take online and many of which they do. But I think the more in person that they do around campus, the more they get part of the greater campus culture. And they have a class, they can take their acting right away in a separate acting class. They can also, they all take a class called Musical Theater 1. Our program is set up Musical Theater 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And that's the title of the courses. It enables us to really be flexible with each of those courses and what we're offering, so that if the industry changes, which, for example, last year, we can change the content of those courses without having to go through a 3 to 5 year curricular overhaul to change what we're offering at any given time. So we can slide in any professor into those classes, any subject matter, any guest artists, any online content, whatever we'd like to do in those courses. Musical Theater 1 is really sort of a foundational class in acting and singing and synthesizing music and acting skills. And they're also in a music theater dance technique course for the full year, which provides them with a basic vocabulary of dance, regardless of their background. And it's intended to work for every musical theater student, regardless of background. So an overview of dance technique and styles. And then in their second, third, and fourth year, they can take any dance course that they want, working with their advisor and our dance instructors to identify the courses that either fill holes in their training or work toward their strengths. And then in the senior year with dance, they take another comprehensive Broadway styles class that kind of brings all that dance training back into 1 year of dance for the musical stage. In acting, again, this is an area where we're changing a lot. They're covering a lot of the acting in the music theater 1 through 8 courses, but there's also an acting requirement, acting course requirement in the first year, a separate class of just musical theater students that's exclusively acting, and then there's an advanced acting course later in the degree program that they can take as well.
So I'm going to ask another question about dance, just to step back a second, and only because it's fresh on my brain. I have a ton of really strong dancers for whatever reason this year. My group of 50 kids that I take, this year we've just got incredible dancers. So everyone is very concerned about being able to level when you get to the school. So what happens to the student who's going into first year at ASU, who's been taking dance since they were in the crib? You know, they're a very strong dancer. You just mentioned that everyone is in the same dance class the first year. Are they able to supplement that somehow or test up or something like that?
The program is pretty flexible, and we have a lot of transfer students and older students coming from coming back to college to finish degree later in life. So we often are looking at students on a case-by-case basis to figure that out. We have not had any complaints from the most skilled dancers in the techniques course, because it's really geared toward giving everybody that uniform language and letting the instructors really understand where they are so that they can then guide them into the next level course. I would say, if we had a really superb expert dancer, we could certainly look at passing them out of that course or giving them something to supplement that. That has not been the case so far. Now, we do have students who then get into the contemporary ballet classes and the BFA dance major classes, the really intense ones. Most of our students are going into Ballet 1 after they've taken that techniques course. We don't have a dance audition. We have a dance, what we call an assessment, that on the in-person audition day, it begins with all the students auditioning for a musical theater degree, and optional for opera as well, to attend a dance movement call where they work with our instructor and get to know each other, and that we get a sense of them as a mover. That's mainly intended for any of those students who are going upstairs and might not be a number one singer, but if we can identify downstairs that they're really an incredible dancer and mover, that helps us look at the complete picture of the performer.
So, being that Arizona State is a giant university with a ton of courses available, it is possible to add a minor to your Bachelor of Music and Musical Theater degree?
Absolutely. It's very common, too, especially with so many online course offerings.
Right. So it's not too much to try to do that. And there's a... And you guys do have sort of an expanded core curriculum requirement as sort of your gen ed requirement. So does that, because there's such an expanded core curriculum, does that make it even possible to double major?
Yes, we have a lot of double majors. We have a lot of honors students who come in through the Barrett Honors College and are also musical theater majors or minors. Double majors, we had one student that was musical theater and biology and an honors student and had one or two minors. I don't know how they did it. But they're in med school now, so clearly they knew what they were doing. we have a lot of those opportunities here. ASU has sort of an independent advisory system, and all the musical theater majors work with one advisor, and then are also sort of artistically advised and mentored by the faculty. When they are a double major or a minor in some other area, then they also have an additional advisor in that area to help them through. What I find actually is that the students who are coming here to double major or minor and are here for 4 years are having a much easier time navigating all that than the transfer students. Usually where we're investing extra resources in supporting students, helping them, making sure that they've checked all the boxes and are taking all the right requirements to get out of here on schedule, are the students who are transferring in from other programs or other schools and hoping to graduate in, say, just 3 years. But we do expect that students spend at least 3 years on campus if they're transferring.
Mm-hmm. So it's not a commonplace thing that a student can double major with a musical theater degree and still finish in 4 years, but you're saying that that's possible there?
It's very possible, yeah. We see it every year, I should say. Yeah.
That's incredible, and that's something to take note of for those of you who are listening, that ASU is one of very few schools where that is actually a possibility. And while we're on the subject of minors, let's chat a little bit about other performing arts minors that can be added to the musical theater program. I have a ton of students that always ask me about minors in film or minors in dance or minors in music business or theatrical management or arts management and things like that. I think everything I just said you actually offer. but can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Absolutely. So yes, students can minor in theater and dance and anything within the school. The only thing that's kind of tricky on paper is if they're technically a music major as a music theater performer, they can't minor in another musical area. However, right now they're kind of trying to figure that out, because one of the most popular programs right now that's hitting the ground running is a brand new popular music degree that offers a lot of sound recording and music business courses that clearly a lot of musical theater majors are taking interest in, and vice versa. So they're creating some certificates and that extra training. There's education pedagogy certificates that students can take, music business entrepreneurship certificates, and again, as we're merging with dance and theater, all of that is those certificate programs, and as well as online offerings are expanding in those sorts of fields. ASU has theater program has a very excellent theater for youth training program that we have had music theater majors take interested in and take courses and study and get involved there. Similarly, we have a lot of theater majors who are involved in the musical theater classes and productions and taking that minor. In fact, I think a good percentage of the musical theater minors are theater and dance majors, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to us about any notable alum or faculty at ASU?
Oh, Hamilton, the National Tour of Hamilton is currently performing across the street. We see anywhere from 8 to 12 Broadway National Tours on our campus. In our buildings every year, and they all come over and do master classes. And right now, the music director of the National Tour of Hamilton is an ASU alum. He was actually a pianist alum. And we have another National Tour of Frozen coming next year that includes our recent alum, Kaylin Creaser, as the understudy of Elsa. And she booked that in our ASU showcase in New York City 2 years ago. So there's two of the highlights. We're lucky to often see many of those alumni come back through ASU on tours. One of the things I've discovered about Phoenix and ASU is that there is an incredible professional theater community and industry right here in Phoenix. So when I fly them across the country to New York for that showcase, really the big question is, do they want to go there and do they need to? Because many of them can stay here and make a living as a working musical theater artist in Phoenix, and that's very attractive to them. So we have many alumni leading programs across the country and a real close network of educators, and a lot of alumni as producers around the country in summer stock and regional theater that really pays off for the current students when they're looking for that work in their sophomore through senior year, especially summer stock work and then regional work right out of school.
Of course. And you've mentioned the showcase a couple times, and that's always on my list to ask about. So tell us a little bit about your showcase program there.
We started about 4 years ago now. We've sent three classes to New York because clearly we didn't go there last year. But we go for 3 days. We've worked with the Actors Connection. We are working with the Growing Studio. The idea is that they're not going there to sing a minute and a half for a bunch of agents from Arizona. If they're going flying from Arizona, we're going there for a few days. We're getting to know people and work people. So they work with multiple casting directors. They do voiceover seminars, they do on-camera sessions with TV and film casting directors, and they get real meaningful feedback. They also get to see shows, they get a taste of New York City. Many of them, it's the first time they've been there, first time they're seeing a Broadway show, because we are far away from New York. And And it's just a chance, I think, for them to see if that's a place that they want to go figure out. And then for a few of them, it's a place where they get callbacks for agents and they hit the ground running. In each of the showcase years, aside from the March of 2020, nearly all of our students were called back or got multiple callbacks, and multiple students booked an agent that week or within the next month from the showcase. And a few of them booked productions. So it's been successful, especially since we've only done it 3 years. We don't have a really extensive New York network like many of the other schools that are closer to the city or have been funneling people directly to Broadway for decades. But there's a real tight community of ASU alumni that are in New York and kind of come back and talk with our students. We do brown bag lunch and networking opportunities. We have one alum who's just incredible and runs a catering program in addition to his a catering business in addition to his performing career. And he puts all those students that are fresh out of school to work right away with really flexible catering jobs that supports their audition schedule if they do choose to move to New York. So that's one of our great valuable alumni connections right there.
So you've mentioned a couple of times now about the strong theater community in the Phoenix area and how the students have the opportunity to interact with that, which is wonderful. And I would think at some point during their 4 years there, they're going to be leaving the campus to do things. So can you chat a little bit about student life and sort of what it's like to live at ASU for 4 years and the surrounding areas?
Certainly. I guess I'll center this on out-of-state students. For now, they will come here. They have the option of living off campus right away if they want to. The campus is located in Tempe. It's hot when they get here. It's in the hundreds when they arrive. But by mid-October, it's really beautiful all the way through March, April. That was one of the nice things during the pandemic. We got to perform and work a lot outside where other schools couldn't get outside because it was too cold. It's absolutely gorgeous here from November through April. If they're living in the dorms, they have the option of living in a dorm that's a lot of arts students, and many times the RAs and resident directors are also art students and graduate students, senior students, and they really get part of that community. We're right next to ASU Gamage, which is a large Broadway touring house. We perform there as well, but they'll get to see many of the national tours right there, and then you also do master classes with those students. Tempe is a beautiful suburb of Phoenix. There are a lot of theater companies in Tempe itself. We're within 45 minutes of any of the Phoenix metro region, Scottsdale, Mesa, Queen Creek, Peoria, downtown Phoenix, you name it, students can get around. It is a place where having a car is helpful, at least by sophomore, junior year, many students will have a car or they'll have lots of friends and they have access to a car. But there's excellent public transit. There's a street trolley that now comes directly in front of our building that students can connect to get to the light rail and get to anywhere in Phoenix on public transit as well. It's a safe area. There's a lot of campus security and campus resources for navigating the area, and we don't tend to have any real safety issues. Our rehearsals are usually over by 10, and students go outside and they're joined by a crowd of people leaving the tour of Hamilton around the same time that they're leaving rehearsal. So if we have any real inconveniences with our location, I will say it is parking. If students can bike or skateboard, we have skateboard racks outside of our building, which many guests get a kick out of. But those are sort of the best ways of getting around, and lots of housing very close to campus. Many of the students, usually by their second year in particular, are living together in shared housing.
Awesome. We're going to switch gears now and talk about the audition process for ASU, because I think that's why most of my listeners are listening to this, for tips on their auditions. So let's start with this. Do you pre-screen?
Not for undergraduate, no. We pre-screen for graduate, but not for undergraduate.
And Approximately how many applicants do you receive each year for the BM Musical Theater Program?
I'm going to say around 100 or more. In the past 3 or 4 years, I'd say about 100 to 200, anywhere in that range in the undergraduate musical theater degree.
And then how many students are you aiming for your incoming freshman class?
For the incoming class, a dozen is really great. You know, we aim for, say, 8 to 12. We can accommodate 15. We've accommodated more. We're usually accepting up front about up to 20. And it's based on their scoring system, and they're sort of factored in along with voice, music education majors, any other singers that are coming to the school occupying space in voice studio. But the music theater degree is kind of treated separately from that in terms of numbers because the classes are separate. So we can only accept as many students as we have room to teach voice lessons to, and we can also accept only so many students that we have room to fit in a class. And those classes we like to cap at 15, but ideal is, say, like 8 to 12 in most of those classes. The freshman sophomore classes are kind of up toward 15 because we involve minors and some theater and dance majors. But by junior, senior year, we're sending about a dozen students to New York.
Great. So how many, what qualities are you looking for when you're looking for a student? Like what's going to get a student noticed and accepted?
Oh, gosh, we're looking for what makes you you. We're trying to spot that little piece of gold inside of you that we can bring you to campus to help mine. A great colleague, Robert Colby Harper, who says we're gold, we're all gold miners together. We're looking for the gold inside and to mine it. So we're not looking for a specific, we don't have really a rubric to say your dance has to be here and your singing has to be here and your acting has to be there. We're trying to look at the complete person in front of us and what they have to offer. Last year, we actually offered something we call the wild card audition selection. It's optional, but it's basically any other skill or interest that the student has that they want to demonstrate in that audition interview process. So we have people playing instruments, we had people rapping, we had people reading poetry or reading original work. We just had the whole gamut of really interesting creative things that students could bring to the room to help us get a complete picture of who they are as a person and a creative artist. So I would say personally, we're looking for them to have had some experience as a performer, and we're looking for them to have some natural talent and some training. But we're even among those things, we're looking at the complete picture so that if they have, let's say, a lot of experience and a lot of talent and no training, that doesn't necessarily preclude them from being part of the degree. If they have a lot of training and a lot of experience and little talent, that doesn't necessarily guarantee them a place in the degree. So again, it's just all the complete picture. For scholarship and things, we're evaluating on everything from stage deportment and pitch and breath and communication and diction and all of those things for competitive scholarships. But in terms of scholarships, I have to say that because ASU is such an accessible state school, the academic scholarships tend to cover the cost, especially for in-state students, as long as students have really good grade point average coming out of high school. And often those merit scholarships are just kind of icing on the cake or to help them maybe get to a full ride or get things covered. But a good percentage of our undergraduate students are coming in with full scholarship support due to their academics, especially in state where the tuition is remarkably low. But it's the same for out of state. If they're, and I'm estimating here, if their tuition is say $20,000 for out of state, we're seeing most musical theater students with good GPAs come in and getting $10,000 in academic scholarship already. So it's a good deal, especially for undergraduate. The graduate, much different story.
That's incredible. So, as we are just getting back into a new school year and back to somewhat sense of normalcy after COVID, My last question for you is just, what are you looking forward to most this year in your season with this new group of kids?
Certainly. I'm actually on sabbatical right now, so I'm enjoying a little bit of time off, especially from last year and everything that we had been through. But we have an amazing faculty continuing to keep things going. We chose safely this season, a season that had roles, a cast size of about 12 and smaller orchestras, because we wanted to make sure that we could pursue live theater no matter what. And we had kind of ventured back into live theater last spring after a few recorded productions and just made sure that we had a season that we wouldn't need to cancel and that we could do even if we ended up with masks. But they're rehearsing with masks and performing without masks, and they're getting regular testing through the university to be part of the productions. Everything's going very smoothly. But we avoided doing those really big shows this year, and instead did multiple smaller shows. So they're opening with Spelling Bee in just a couple of weeks. There's two student productions, student-led productions of Godspell, and a double cast the last 5 years. And then in the spring, the musicals, we're doing a workshop of In the Valley by local writer Jamie Mallets, and a production of Bright Star to end the year, in addition to the senior cabarets and showcase. We also do a big holiday cabaret in December, which is a big fundraiser for the showcase. So plenty to do for operas. They're doing Hansel and Gretel, which actually involves a lot of musical theater students this fall. And we're doing a opera musical theater hybrid work by Nkiru Okoye called We've Got Our Eye on You, paired with another work of hers and librettist David Cody's called 600 Square Feet. Those will be double cast and probably have a lot of access for musical theater students in those, because Nkiru's style is very musical theater opera crossover. And we end the year with opera scenes and opera gala and the opera side. And occasionally opera scenes has musical theater students involved in it too. It's a great place for them to test out opera if that's something they're interested in.
So, Brian, if students have any, or parents have any further questions other than what's on the website, who can they reach out to, or where can they contact?
I suggest they write to admissions@music.asu.edu, or they can reach out to me or Toby Yatso, who is filling in for me in the musical theater area. But if they reach out to the admissions office of Music, Dance, and Theater, they will put them directly in touch with the right person. We're scheduling some Zoom Q&As where students can meet on Zoom with some current students of our student leadership team to talk about the student experience. And then we have the ability now to invite them to observe classes by Zoom or in person if they're visiting the campus throughout the fall semester. If they come to audition in the spring, we have an informational session and tour on each audition day just for the musical theater program. And they also have a chance to work with the faculty that they're auditioning for. They also have a chance to meet with students in person if they're here auditioning. So again, with no pre-screening requirement, it's an open door. We hope that students do come here. I find that the students that come to ASU and experience the campus and the weather in February typically show a lot of interest for the program if they get in. So I definitely recommend visiting. And if a student is accepted by video or a virtual audition or an audition elsewhere, in the past we've gone to New York, this year we aren't able to do that. But I do recommend that they still come to visit the campus if they're admitted later in the spring before making that decision.
Awesome. Brian, thank you so much for sitting down and chatting with us today about your program. It sounds very exciting. Make sure you let me know about those Zoom Q&A so I can let all my students know.
Will do. Yeah, I think they're still working out the dates, but usually that's late October and early November.
Awesome. Well, congratulations and enjoy your sabbatical, and we hope to be in touch with you real soon.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.